Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila Chapter 12, Cleaning the Cleansing of the Vindicha Temple, Text 185. Prabhu kahe purva siddha krishne tumara priti toma shange ama shavara Koila Krishne Mate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, from your previous birth, you have been in Krishna consciousness. Thus you love Krishna so much that simply by your association, you're all developing Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Taksurumulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Kayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Sapadantikam Adhadanasthanandante idam yache puna puna Srimadrupa padamboja Dulisham janma janmani Vairagya yubhakti risham priyatnai Apayam amanabhipsamandam Kripambuhiya paraduka dugi Sanatanastam pravamatriyami Pancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasude Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greeting from the Sun Falls. Today was a busy day. It started off in the morning in New Jersey, and then early I went to the city. And then late afternoon, I drove a couple of hours up here, and I kind of basically just arrived. But this Chaitanya Charitamrita, it gives us life. When Prabhupada was on the Jaladuta, facing so many challenges, he was expressing the delight that this Chaitanya Charitamrita gives us, because it's the access to the spiritual world, the access to the to Goloka Vrindavan is through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam Das Thakur says, if one dives deep into the ocean of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement, one comes up on the shore of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. There's a phone call. Somehow, I just feel I have to get it because there may be someone calling about the program.
Hare Krishna? Yeah, who is this? Yeah, Gail? What's that? You didn't dial the conference number. You dialed my home number. Do you have the conference number? What? Okay, Gail. Okay. Gail called my home phone number. I think we're still sorting it out. I'm very sorry about Sunday, but we somehow forgot to book the conference. That's why people couldn't get through. So, And devotees, advanced devotees, well, even we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Prabhupada told us to chant the Panchatattva, that sense of mercy, but even the most advanced devotees in their meditation on the Astaka Lila, the eightfold daily pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, they first meditate on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, invoking his mercy. And what is his mercy? His mercy is a drop or glimpse of his own consciousness, which is the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So this is real life. And this is the right subject now. I'm so happy to come back to this subject here. Just tell you a little about today. I think there's something very phenomenal happening in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. I haven't felt this in a while. You know, remember in the early 90s when so many young people were coming in contact with Krishna consciousness through the teaching of the straight edge bands and music. That was kind of a little lull again, but so many people are becoming interested again. I can see this. I'm doing this whole weekend outside lectures. I'm just seeing how many people are interested in it. And these are people that are not devotees. So that's quite enlivening. But today, to reciprocate with the Eddie Stern, who runs the temple where Kastubhas is Radha Krishna deities, I attended the fourth day of the Ganesh Chaturthi festival. And it was just amazing to see in the Western world such an authentic South Indian puja being done. And all these people, you know, the temple packed with these people, just, you know, ordinary people in the Western world sitting up straight with the Ganesh mantras, you know, and the Swaha. You know, they must have been there for a couple of hours, you know, with the very authentic puja in different ways. I mean, it was very impressive. But the nicest thing there is for the last day of the festival, he invited Satchinandana Swami to come and do kirtan. So about 11 o'clock or something, Satchinandana Swami gave kirtan with Ananta playing drums, and Keshavachari was there. It was beautiful kirtan. The people were just absorbed in it. And really wonderful. So many people getting a faith in the devotees as legitimate spiritualists. I mean, and these are people that are well-established people. And one person was there who was one of the priests conducting the festival, and, you know, and the mantras that they were chanting, these weren't Hare Krishna devotees, but they were chanting all these mantras in perfect Sanskrit. I mean, wonderful. There was one or two South Indian Brahmins there too, but there was a famous Ayurvedic physician and lecturer called Robert Swoboda. He wrote a book called Prakruti. Very, very brilliant person too. And he also spoke shortly, very, very nicely. And then one of my favorite activities after reading Gaur Lila, especially this section, is to serve out prasadam in the proper way. Kastubha cooked the feast, and the place was packed, and people just taking Krishna prasadam. And then, so nice, and then just during prasadam, then that famous kirtanir, Krishnadas came in for that function. So then after prasadam, then he did kirtan with Ananta and Satchinandana Swami. Really nice, just a very sweet festival. And even this person, Eddie, I was too busy serving out the shot and then I was serving out the water. But I heard him tell all the people how nice it was that this was, you know, people in line from the famous Yogi Patabi Joyce, who's in a line from Shankara, and different people with different conceptions, and how everybody joins together. And really, the unifying force really is kirtan. So I'm seeing Gaur Lila in terms of Prabhupada's mercy and influence substantially increasing. So that's so sweet. And then we're in this pastime, and this is what inspires our heart. So nice when Satchinandana Swami was speaking. He's so exceptionally charming. It was amazing. You know, he came and how comfortable he is. He's like 100 people, and he's just wonderful. He charms them so wonderfully. And, you know, I was talking about this process of bhakti being divine grace, and that the divine grace opens the door of our heart, but that door cannot be opened from outside. It has to be opened from inside, and that inside is divine grace. Anyway, it was very, very sweet. So we're here after the Gundicha temple, and we saw the ecstatic kirtans of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let that be our prayer, that we can join in the kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the praying kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with the shravan rains of tears flowing through from his eyes, and the mercy that he gave to Gopal, the experience of the devotees, the joint experience of the mercy of Krishna. That's the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Machita Matkata Pranam Bodhiyantas Parasparam. Where everyone is sharing the glories of Krishna is focused and foremost. And everyone is united under the banner of the glories of Krishna. And therefore everyone is sharing as brothers the mercy of Guru and Krishna together. So this is happening eternally in Navadvip Dham, in Puri Dham. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the kirtan, he goes to the nearby gardens, and the feast is there, and we see this bhojyate chaiva, so important to share prasad. And that's why I like when people are sitting and serve. It was so nice because there's more love involved. The food is cooked in love, the food is offered in love, the food is distributed in love. And as first class deity worship, the food is even grown in love. Like if you go to the Jagannath Mandir in Mayapur Dham, which is owned by the ISKCON temple, and you see what they grow, miles and miles of vegetables and flowers and fruit trees. So it's grown with love, it's cooked with love, it's offered with love, and it's distributed with love, and it's accepted with love. So it's so nice, you see. I'm actually so enlivened just from being there, because it's everyone's hearts are open. And when the hearts are open, then people can experience mercy and bhakti. So it was so wonderful. And if any of you are around on Sunday, we will have Radhastami festival there also. And so nice, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mind
He's thinking, what do people like? How can I please them? Living in the world of devotion or bhakti. And that's why it's so nice to serve Prasadam. Trying to find out what a person likes. What does he want more? You're so happy. If you can please someone, you can become absorbed in a spiritual consciousness. Because that's what the spiritual world is. You're just living for others. You're just trying to please others. And that's what a devotee is. A devotee is for others. And a spiritual society is where everyone lives for others. Dasa, 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 anudasa. Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. There's no egoism. Material consciousness, where people do things for their own self-centered aggrandizement and ambition. That's not international society for Krishna consciousness. So, we're seeing, and even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so absorbed in the pleasure of the devotees. Actually, this Robert Svoboda, his speech, he spoke brilliantly. I forgot, he had this whole progression where they told the whole story of Ganesh and Mount Kailash, but it was a progression. And then I think Parvati wants to please his father, Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva wants to please, he's Radha Krishna, and Radha Krishna wants to just serve their devotees. So he's not interested, even Jagannath Prasad, of course he's interested, but he's more interested in serving it and distributing it, the devotees, because they're thinking of others, not themselves, and they're thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They want him to eat, and they serve him. And then Gopinath Acharya, he's so ecstatic because after the Bhattacharya was given all this first class prasadam, and he's tasting it, and he says, just consider what his behavior was before, and just see how now he's enjoying transcendental bliss. Just look at the difference. The difference that mercy makes in one's life. Mercy makes all the difference in one's life. And look at the mercy, how he was previously so mundane with the rules and regulations of the Vedic, smart shastras, Vedic injunctions, and now he's become a paramanand. Just consider his paramanand. Consider the topmost transcendental bliss that he's experiencing. Just consider it. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he replies to his brother, because Gopinath Acharya was the devotee first, and Gopinath Acharya even one time chastised Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, because he didn't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. He said, even though the Supreme Lord is standing right before you, you cannot see him because you think of yourself as a separate and independent God. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's why we get this material body, both subtle and gross. And what is it? We're pure consciousness, and the consciousness identifies with the mind and body. And therefore, the transformations of the mind and body is basically fruitive. It's basically moving in the direction that I am the enjoyer and I am the controller. That's what this material, how this material body functions.
But if someone, by the process of yoga, and certainly by bhakti yoga, cheto dharpanam marjanam, bhava mahadavadhu nirvapanam, if they cleanse, if they quell the passion and the ignorance, if they quell the vrittis or the mundane thoughts, and the mind becomes stilled, then in the pure material condition, the mind acts as a mirror where the self can see himself. And that's why Chaitanya said, clean the mirror. If the mirror is dirty, then you look in the mirror, you'll think you're dirty. So the soul is looking into, his consciousness is reflected, but it's distorted into something else. It's distorted into the image of egoism. Just like someone looks in a pot of water and the pot of water is moving, then the image that one has of himself is distorted. So it's purposely distorted. God has facilitated that identification so that he can satisfy our desire to be egoistic and be the controller and enjoyer. But when one stops those activities and at least comes to the platform of sattva or pure material consciousness, then when the soul, who's still encased in the body, when the soul looks at the chitta or the mind becomes reflective and one can actually see themselves. So therefore, Gopinathacharya chastised Sarvabhauma, although the Supreme Lord is standing before him, you cannot see him because you think of yourself as separate and independent God. And he was saying, so now he's so happy to see his brother free from these contamination of Gyan, impersonal contamination. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya now is such a devotee that he has no ego left. And part of having no ego left is you look on your past with regret, not with rationalization. You lament. And what do you lament? You lament the previous egotistical life. Just like Lord Brahma, when his egotistical life, he stole the calves and the cowherd boys from Krishna because he thought he was the center. And when Krishna revealed his mystic powers and his mystic opulence, his form as Yogeshvara, the controller of all mystic opulence, then Lord Brahma came to his senses. And what did he do? He began to reflect on his past. He said, who am I and who are you? I thought I was great, but I see innumerable universes are coming through the pores of your body just like hex atoms of dust come through the screen. And one universe is like that. So I'm so insignificant. So he's awakened to knowledge. And now lamenting, I was simply a less intelligent logician. Well, previously he thought that this was a very, very great thing. He realizes that this was just a manifestation of ego. When one is not surrendered to Guru and Krishna, then whatever good comes to him is appropriated to the false ego. So if he becomes austere, he uses that, I am better than others, I am austere. If he becomes very intelligent and logical and knows Shastra, I am more learned than others. But he was seeing the core was missing, the core realization by which to build truth upon, that I am servant of Guru and Krishna. And now he's thinking, I was actually less intelligent because my initial calculation was wrong. I thought I was the enjoyer and controller, and therefore whatever good qualities I built upon that only increased my ego. But by your grace, he says, I have received this opulence of perfection. And what's the opulence of perfection? The understanding that I am a servant of God. Because that's the opulence of perfection. Because that realization will fill your heart with what you are looking for, which is pure love. And therefore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya now as a devotee, he glorifies his Ishtadev. He glorifies God, the Chaitanya, who is so merciful. He has converted a crow into Garuda. I'm lamenting. I was a crow. Crow is what? A brilliant scholar and logician. And now I am Garuda. What is Garuda? A simple, humble servant. And this is Vaishnavism. He's experiencing mercy. Because he has so much value for what he's getting and sees so little qualification to receive it. I always mention the distance between the value of what you're getting and your realization of your lack of qualification for it creates the feeling of mercy. And he's talking, this is in the association of these other logicians. I was barking, he says. I don't know what to say. Barking like a dog. I thought I was saying so many brilliant things. But because it was based on a false conception, it was useless. I was just barking. But now from the same mouth, I am glorified because I am chanting, Hare Krishna. And therefore, where I once associated with these disciples of logic, I am now merged into the nectarian, the merge in the waves of the nectarian ocean of the association of devotees. I have the association of those who's, and I felt that when I see these wonderful devotees. I was just sitting and listening as Satchinandana Swami was speaking. And I was feeling just transformed being in his presence. This is a pure soul. And it's so attractive to see a pure soul who simply fixed on the mission of his spiritual master. And it's nectarian because you can feel their love and their association and you can see it in their lives. And that's what's nectarian, devotion. So, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his feeling is he glorifies the devotees. And when he's seeing this wonderful power of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, how deep his devotion has become, he says, this must be purva. This must be past. Because this concept of samskaras is very, very interesting. They're imprints in the consciousness from your activities and thoughts. And, you know, human form of life means to know Shastra. And what does Shastra teach us? It teaches us how to relate to the world, to create favorable impressions in the consciousness. So generally, when someone has such deep, spontaneous attraction for Krishna, it's generally considered that he's building from a previous life when the samskara clusters of impressions, because one is so dedicatedly served Krishna. How many samskaras do they get in their heart? How many imprints? We can think of devotees. I'll embarrass her, like Mother Kalini out in Gitanagari. I know she'd be embarrassed to listen to this, but I feel just always serving Radha Damodar, always serving the deities.
not engaged in any fruitive activities. They're creating impressions of bhakti, and they're building up, building up, building up. Impressions of bhakti. Only contacting the world for service. How that changes the heart when you live a life like that. So he's saying, you're so attractive that you must have lived your past life like that. And we should be very concerned in this life to move in that direction. Make a plan that at least part of our lives we can live fully dedicated without fruitive activities to the service of Radha and Krishna. And how deep the samskaras, the impressions, the imprints will be for bhakti and for serving Krishna. We want to do it. We want to change our consciousness in this life. And he's saying, therefore, because you love Krishna so much, that it's so big in your heart, this attraction for Krishna, that by your association, we're developing Krishna. And it's a fact. You associate with someone with rag, who has a huge cluster of samskaras by a life of devotion in this life of the past. And Prabhupada would say, just give this one life to Krishna. You have that cluster of devotion. It has such an effect on people who you are around. Bhakta mahima vaidhaite bhakti shukta jite mahaprabhu vina anya nahi chi jagate. Thus there is no one, and this is Krishna Das Kaviraj, within these three worlds, save for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so willing to increase the glories of the devotees and give them satisfaction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost devotee, God in the role of his topmost devotee. He's trying to increase the glories of the devotees and to make them happy. So he is Acharya. So that's the example. We should be trying to increase the glories of the devotees, not increasing our own glories. We should be striving to give them satisfaction. And if we can do that, we become a fit for the spiritual world. Tabe Prabhu Pratyake Shabe Bhaktira Namaloya Pitapana Yo Yaila Prashara Kariya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took all the remnants of food offered to Jagannath, such as cakes and sweet rice, and distributed them to all the other devotees, calling them individually. Just think of a great Vaishnava whom you respect, and he calls you, here, take this Jagannath Prasad. You get it from the hand of a great Vaishnava. Imagine if Prabhupada walked in and called you directly, come here, give prasad, Prabhupada exchanging love, Prabhupada giving you mercy. The Lord Chaitanya is just not stopping. It's such a wonderful spiritual movement. I must have repeated 1,000 times in my classes, but I don't remember repeating it this year. When Prabhupada is challenged, when he gave such a heavy lecture, what do you do in your movement for recreation? And Prabhupada says, our movement is simply recreation, chanting, feasting, and dancing. You never see picture of Krishna in the spiritual world, he said, smoking a cigarette and wearing a construction helmet. See, he's distributing prasada. I'm meditating today. I really enjoy that. It was very hot. I took the water. I was serving water to people. And, you know, there was also new people serving. They didn't know so much how to do it. But you can see people are getting a free feast. And you can see they didn't pay for it. They're feeling mercy.
You're feeling love. You can see it. You serve them water. They're so grateful. They're thankful. Advaita Nityananda Vasyachena Ekatane Dui Jane Krida Kaloha Lagila Tatai. Anyway, Sri Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu sat side by side, and when prasadam was being distributed, they engaged in a type of mock fighting. So, friendship, if done properly, there's a lot of joking. And joking indicates sometimes saying things indirectly, saying things that mean one thing and have the opposite meaning. And there's no malicious intent involved, but it's actually a great exchange of transcendental love. And as it often so happens with these great avatars, great personalities, their actions and activities teach so much. But this is wonderful. Advaita kahe avadutera shange eka, what's that word? Punkti bojana karilu na jani hobe kongati. First Acharya, Advaitacharya said, so he starts it. I am sitting in line with an unknown mendicant, and because I am eating with him, I do not know what kind of destination is awaiting with me. So Nityananda was Abadu. People didn't know where he came from. And so he's saying, an unknown, you don't eat with the very strict principles. For Brahmins, they were cultivating the mode of goodness, and they were careful with who they ate with. Now, it didn't have to be that it was restricted to Brahmins by birth, but they were careful because they knew the effect of association. And basically, the duty of a Brahmin was to be cultivate goodness, because goodness is the platform by which you can transcend. So the Brahmin was very, very concerned with the association of lower modes. And they were always cleaning to keep always a proper mode. They were trying to cultivate sattva. So Advaitacharya says, I don't know who you are. And because I'm eating with you, I don't know what my destination will be. Prabhu ka sannyasi unhara nahi apachaye anadoshe sanyasira dosha nahi hoy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the renounced order of life. Consequently, he does not recognize discrepancies. As a matter of fact, the sannyasi is not affected by eating food from anywhere and everywhere. So he's saying, if you may say, well, Mahaprabhu, Advaita may say, well, Nityananda, you may say Advaita Mahaprabhu is doing this. Well, he's in the renounced order of life, and a sannyasi can be transcendental to this, but you're not. Nana doshena maskari e shastra paman amitagrahasta brahmana amara doshasan. According to the Shastra, there is no discrepancy in a sannyasi's eating at another's house. But for a household Brahmin, this kind of eating is faulty. Of course, the sannyasi would go and beg from people's houses. So Advaita continues, Janma kula silachara na jani yahara tarishange eka punkti bara anachara. It is not proper for householders to dine with those whose previous birth, family, character, and behavior are unknown. So, obviously, they were very concerned about their association. If you didn't know about a person's family, his character, his behavior, his previous birth, then you would be a little bit cautious. I mean, even we should be cautious. You're going to eat somewhere or eat with some person, we should be cautious. It will affect our consciousness. Nityananda Kohe, so now he refutes him, saying, Tumi Advaita Acharya Advaita Siddhante Bhade Shuddha Bhaktikar. Nityananda immediately refuted Sri Advaita Acharya, saying, you are a teacher of impersonal monism. The monistic conclusions is a great hindrance to progress, pure devotional service. It's 9:45. Are there any questions so far? Are there any questions? Right. I may not be able to go so much longer with the class because of, I can talk with people, I can answer questions. I'm not sure I can go too much for the class today, more than I did. I hope people are enjoying it because I did drive today about 5 hours. Would anybody like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Is this Rasigya?
This is Rasigya. Yes, I'm laughing it up.
Okay. Yeah, I can see you must be appreciating that. Did you hear at the beginning? Did I tell you about the program?
No, I missed the very first, but I think I missed the first 10 minutes or more.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll just repeat it again. You know, I told you about Janmashtami, right?
Uh-huh.
So this same person where they have this beautiful temple,
uh-huh.
He also has a Ganesh temple, and he did Ganesh Chaturthi.
Uh-huh.
And he has a 4-day festival, actually.
Oh, my.
And it culminated today, you know, in the morning. A Wednesday morning in New York City, it culminated. And I thought I would reciprocate with him and go, you know, because
yeah.
You know, he came to the Janmashtami festival and, you know, he paid for the whole temple there, you know, and he supports the deities there. So it's very nice. So I went, and when I got there, I knew they were going in the morning, but I got there about 10:30, and there was a big fire yajna, and they had some South Indian Brahmins, but mostly the Western people were doing the puja, and there's a famous Ayurvedic physician, and I know you're kind of in the health field a bit,
mm-hmm.
Robert Swoboda.
Oh, kidding. He's very nice. I met him here, yeah.
Yeah, so he was actually one of the priests.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 11 o'clock, I just, you know, they must have been chanting for a few hours. All these yoga people were just sitting up straight. You know, it was like an austerity. It's like swaha, swaha. I mean, even the sages of Namasharanya, they said, Vayam natu batrityatma uttama shloka vartate yachrinvatam rasa gyanam swade swade pade pade. That's where your name comes from.
Yeah.
It says, we never become tired of hearing your glories. We relish them at every step, but this yajna is very austere. But they were sitting up straight, listening, you know. But then what was so beautiful what happened is, then Sachinandana walked in at 11 o'clock with Ananta from Brooklyn.
Oh.
And Eddie... You know, and then the yajna's finished. When the yajna was finished, I guess it was scheduled, and Sachinandana did beautiful kirtan.
Oh.
People sat up, and then after the kirtan, they had about, you know, it was about 20-minute kirtan, and then they had this abhishek, which I also participated in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sachinandana Swami gave class on Ganesh.
Wow.
You know, and he's so charming. He's the best when it comes to the people, and he's so charming. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And he spoke so nicely. And then while he was doing that, they were having the they were dressing the deities, and incredibly authentic Then they had the Arctique, you know, and then Prashad and Kastuba cooked. And, you know, I was so nice. We served out Prashad. And then after the Prashadam, I told the devotees, then Krishnadas came in. So then after the Prashadam, then he led Kirtan with Ananta and Sachinandana Swami.
Oh,
it was a beautiful festival, you know. It was really nice. Anyway, it was great.
Sounds fantastic.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're coming on the Sanghas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Bharati?
Miss Savitri from Strasbourg.
Who is this?
Savitri speaking.
Oh, Savitri. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. You enjoyed
it. My only wish is that you could have chanted the Bengali so we get the authentic sound. I feel embarrassed sometimes chanting it, you know. I can't even pronounce English properly.
Well, you're singing nicely. You're chanting nicely.
Ah, you know better. But anyway, what do you think of this pastime of Advaita Acharya?
Oh, beautiful. Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, they're, you know, teasing each other, doing mock fights. So nice. That is very, very nice. Very, very sweet. Relishable.
Oh.
They were eating prasadam and they were talking to each other. Friendship was so nice.
Friendship, huh? It's all spiritual exchange.
Yes.
We have to learn from this, don't we, huh?
Yes, Maharaj.
This is the society that Prabhupada wants, where this goes on, right?
Yes.
And when even when there's fighting,
yes,
it's actually only a way to exhibit love. It's not no enmity.
No.
Just way to exhibit love and a flow in the ocean of rasa.
Yes.
It's just wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Karunika in New Zealand.
Karunika. Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna.
Nice that you can come on. It's great. And I'll see you in India soon.
Highlight of my week is to hear you speak, Maharaj.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare Bol. Great. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Bharati.
This is Bharati. Okay. We had a very nice program at your house. That was great.
Thank you, Maharaj.
And those people that are coming around now in your Bhakta Vriksha program. Very nice people. That's great. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Anybody else? One more person say Hare Krishna. Okay. We're going to end a little bit early today. I spoke as long as I could speak for today. And just one thing, great weekend now here in Besant Falls. So many people are going to be coming on Friday. I'm giving lecture here. And it's so nice because when you give a lecture where you live and the people come here anyway for yoga, it's so nice because you can follow up and the relationships can increase. So that's so nice. Okay, thank you all. Vancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sindhu bhavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.